Okay, this is just such an interesting story. Okay, and I'm curious to hear what you guys think about this. Okay, there is a woman who's on Real Housewives of Orange County. Her name is Bronwyn. That is her name.
It's a really interesting name I've never heard before.
Me either.
Bronwyn, that sounds like a Game of Thrones name.
Yes, it does. I wonder if she was named after somebody. You know, like maybe it's someone's last name or mm-hmm. something. Anyway, she and her husband, Sean, have just, I hear my phone ringing. I'm like, excuse
Pick
me.
Pick it up.
Bigger name
Take
on the call.
Take it on speaker. Take it
I
on
I don't know
speaker.
Where my phone is. Okay, I just hear something and I'm like, wait, is that me or is that coming from inside my head? The call is coming from inside your head. Anyway, so she and her husband have been married for 20 years and they have 7 children. Mm-hmm. They're a beautiful couple, beautiful family. They just recently, at
seven.
Least seven. Yep. That, isn't that what I said?
Yeah. It just hit me. It didn't compute. And then I went, wait a minute. That's like my mom is one of 7.
Wow. Yeah. That is a lot.
I can't imagine
kids.
Being at halftime of our family growing right now.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, mother of pearl.
So listen to this. So they recently, at least on the TV show, I don't know how long ago this actually happened, but they renewed their vows in a recent episode. And they just seem like this really loving couple. Well, she just shared that she is gay in an interview with GLAAD. And she said, I like women. I'm gay. I love Sean. I love him dearly. He is my person. He is my family, but I'm not attracted to men and I never have been. I just find
this together.
I don't know. So they've been together for 20 years. Like I said, they've got all the kids, a lot of kids, and they're still going to raise their children together and they intend to remain married despite the fact that she is dating a woman.
I need to know more about this.
I know.
Do you think, I need to know if she sort of used pregnancy as a distraction because she didn't want to face who she was or,
right.
I mean, because that's a lot of your life to be pregnant and not sleeping
right.
with someone.
Right. And I think some of the kids, she may have adopted a couple of the kids.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I don't know for sure, but it's a very big family. And yeah, she's been pregnant many times. But I mean, you could be gay and pregnant.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I think it's a matter of like, it's interesting because her mom is really quirky. Her mom was a doctor. She's got like crazy dreads, pink hair, blue hair. They're just that they seem like a very, like they would be a very open family. But I should say that also in the show, Bronwyn has revealed that she was an alcoholic.
Okay.
And so she has been sober like 30, 40 days in as of yesterday's episode.
Oh my gosh.
So I wonder if that had a lot to do with her struggling with her identity,
gosh.
And that's how she, you know, masked it. But anyway, she said that her sobriety is what she credits for being able to live as her true self.
Oh, wow.
And that Sean is free to date whoever he wants. I mean,
but they're still living together in the same house.
I think they separated
in separate
for
bedrooms.
A while.
They're still in the same house, but
so they want to be.
But
a family.
They're sleeping in separate bedrooms.
Okay.
Yeah, you know that's
isn't that tricky?
What a layered conversation because what they're trying to figure it's what you're trying to figure out is, they're going through the parent dynamic, it sounds like, which is what is of chief importance, my truth or the greater good of the family?
Sure.
And that can show itself in a variety of different ways, I would assume. My truth wouldn't only have to be relegated to sexual identity mm-hmm. 20 years into your marriage. It could be a variety of different things where you have a decision to make. This spills into so many separate sorts of conversations.
Yes.
About what is the most important thing about our lives. Well, it's interesting.
I don't think one thing is more important than the other. It's just how do they coexist in harmony? And do you tell the kids? And just how do you feel as a husband for 20 years finding out that your wife was never attracted to you?
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, that would not be a good...
Yeah.
That would not be a good thing.
Feeling.
But, you know, at some point, there is a most important thing. It's uncomfortable to talk about, but there is. Because at some point, something's got to win out there. And the fact that there she's has a girlfriend, I don't... like really do well with the open marriage thing. I know I'm an old-fashioned guy. I'm like, what's the point of marriage if it's an open marriage? Then it ain't marriage. That's my take.
Well, I think there's a difference between the I think people can compartmentalize love from, you know, sexuality. Like you can, two things can exist at the same time. You can really really love someone and want to be with them, but you're attracted to someone else.
I know, but like, imagine if I said to my wife, hey, I really, really love you, but I have to have sex with this one, this Jan.
Right.
Her name's Jan, and she's who I'm really sexually compatible with.
Jan.
She fuels my fire.
If you're just joining us,
so she's my sexual...
doing a hypothetical here.
Marsha.
Why is my mom calling? She must be listening to the stream. Who's Jan? Who is Jan?
Cindy's older sister, or Marsha's younger sister. I'm always in the middle. And being in the middle is like being invisible.
I fell for her sob story. Sue me.
Oh, my God. That was 5 out of 5 Gary's. Anyway.
But to my point, though, then you're wrestling with similar things, which is what if, you know, what if my truth is that I'm sexually attracted to her, but I love you, Lou, in these other ways. I want to build our family, but I need you to let me have sex with this other woman to fulfill that need.
God.
Because then it doesn't feel like a my truth thing. It seems weirder. When you enter in, that's why I'm saying this is very layered that goes into different conversations when you're talking about someone's sexual identity. Mm-hmm. And then when you bring kids into play, it's really, really difficult. And so that's why I just lob out there the idea of what becomes most important to you. And that's really, really difficult. And to the end of their kids knowing, I'm sure they do. I mean, they have up to, what, a 20-year-old, 20, 18, 15,
yep.
7. The twins are 7, and then a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old. That just gave me heart palpitations. That's a lot of children in a lot of different phases of childhood. Gap.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. But, I mean, I guess... if it works for you and you can find a way, you
good
do.
Good for her for getting sober. Can we just...
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. And I mean, I hope good things here. But boy, they have entered into a really... My heart breaks for them, too, because their family's probably going through some stuff right now and publicly at that.
Right. Absolutely. Okay. That's what I saw.